Hi, this is Kyle Bauer from Houston at Commodity Classic. Get a chance to visit with Michael Neumiller. He is from Bowdoin, North Dakota. He's on the board with U.S. Custom Harvesters. Let's talk labor to start with, Michael. It's a constant problem for U.S. Custom Harvesters.
Yeah, it really is. It's the biggest problem. Maybe even some of the reasons why some of the harvesters are bowing out and quitting these days, because they just can't find enough good quality guys to keep coming back year after year. A lot of our organization members hire, I want to say it's roughly 70% hire foreign labor, and there's 30% probably stay with some American labor, I guess. Fighting H-2A stuff in D.C. is pretty tough on us right now. A lot of regulations, a lot of big hourly rates coming at us this coming year. So that's a big problem. It's going to affect, it's going to be a trickle-down effect, I feel like. Us harvesters got to pass that along to the farmers now. Otherwise, it's really going to cut into our profits, and it's not a good deal for the farmer, for sure.
You've got licensing issues, too, whether they're American citizens or foreign-born people. Getting driver's licenses that work across the United States can be an issue.
Yeah, like, so kids from the U.S., it takes a while for them to get their CDL and stuff, put them through our training. But foreign labor, too, they got to come over. They got to get their all their paperwork in line, I guess, Social Security number in line before they even go to the DMV to get a car license. And then after they get their car license, then we can start the CDL process. And that takes several weeks, I suppose. And then in the meantime, you're still paying these people to come here and work and stuff. So it gets kind of an expensive deal for us to get them all licensed up, for sure, in the springtime.
Well, and H-2A requires them to go back home in the fall. And sometimes harvest can be kind of nip and tuck whether you get them out in time.
Yeah, for the most part, I think maybe most of them get, they can get extensions if they need to, a couple week extension. That's not too big of a problem. It's just a lot of times getting them back in time or get them over here in time in the spring to go through the consulate over there, wherever they're coming from, and getting to here in time. So, yeah, it's a fight every year for sure.
U.S. Custom Harvesters, people think about companies with combines, but you represent a lot more than just grain harvesters.
Yeah, so we started as a grain harvester association, I guess you might say. And several years ago, we got choppers in, and the choppers have been a big part of our organization, really helped us grow. And now here a few years ago, we incorporated cotton harvesting into our association. So that's been pretty neat. Actually, one of our fellow board members, he's a full-time cotton harvester in Texas. So it's pretty neat to get hear a different side of harvesting, I guess, than a lot of us don't really know or see, really. So.
But really, all those issues you just talked about affect those other means of harvesting as well.
For sure, yeah. Everyone hires people. I know the cotton guys don't have to hire as many, but for sure the chopper guys, they hire a lot of people. It takes a lot of people to run a chopping crew.
Right. We're visiting with Michael Neumiller. He is from Bowdoin, North Dakota. And we are visiting in Houston, Texas. This is Kyle Bauer reporting.